This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest, Deb Hart. She's founder of Pink Sisters, a nonprofit organization that helps women dealing with breast cancer. Deb is an author, an inspirational speaker, mom, entrepreneur, breast cancer survivor, and director of Pink Sisters. She's also a retreat facilitator of free Pink Sister retreats, which are designed to quiet the storm within, restore confidence, and empower breast cancer survivors. Welcome to the show, Deb. It's so great to have you today.
And I'm so excited to join your talk radio show. Thank you.
It's wonderful having you. So let's talk a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you're currently doing.
Well, it all started with a huge storm in my world by the nightmare phone call of a coroner's office calling to let me know that my son had passed away. And Casey was 22 years old, and he had a license on the Columbia River as a tugboat captain. Mm-hmm. And so he could have went to work right here on the Columbia River in the Portland area, but he wanted to hunt and fish, and so he headed off to Anchorage, Alaska, and went to work for the largest navigation company in the world, and that's Manson Construction.
Okay.
So he was there just 15 days, and we got that nightmare phone call, and had a couple autopsies, and both of them conclude that who knows what happened to Casey. It was just a glitch that happened, and he's gone, and he's been gone now for 13 years. And right after Casey had passed away, I was diagnosed 7 months later with breast cancer. And so another storm hit, and I wasn't in very good mental health state of mind. And I stayed pretty totally in amongst a storm of grief for about 4 years. And then I had an opportunity to go on a grief trip to Greece with 9 other moms who had also lost a child. Mm-hmm. And while I was gone in the Mediterranean Sea, I knew exactly what I was going to do to get myself back on track, and that was help breast cancer survivors get through their storm and start a nonprofit. I knew I couldn't help moms who had lost a child. That's still, to this day, so near and dear to my heart, and it's a very hard journey to maneuver. And I think in my life, I will be maneuvering that journey forever and ever and ever. It's definitely ebb and flow, and a wave can hit you of grief at any moment, and it still does. But what we do at Pink Sisters, our nonprofit that has been in existence for the past 9 years, is we allow about 90 women, not all at the same time, 10 in a group, preferably 6 or 8 in a group, but last year we did 10 in a group, and they come for instance, I live on a floating home, and it's a big floating home, and we have 10 beds, and they come to the floating home, and we have a paddleboard expert and a kayak expert and a jewelry maker, and we have some yoga, and we coach them on all those different activities. And it's all about self-esteem. So we help them build their self-esteem, but really our focus is to leave breast cancer on the bank and come and have fun with Deb. So that's pretty much what we do.
Wow. it sounds great because it's like you can never leave it. You can never leave the breast cancer anywhere, but you're opening up a space where they can do that, where they can be themselves again, where they can be a woman again, right? What do you think is exactly the biggest takeaway for them?
Well, we hope that women aren't so trusting, but we hope that they form a very strong bond with the group that they arrived with. None of these women know each other. Mm-hmm. They've never met each other, but we hope that they stay in contact because there are so many side effects to breast cancer, and there's also high risk of reoccurrence.
Right.
And so if they have their pack or their peeps that they can stay in touch with and they trust and they have their own language with, mm-hmm. we feel like it's a better journey for them throughout their life because breast cancer side effects never go away, never.
Wow. And how long are these retreats for? Is it a weekend? Is it 5 days or a week?
We only have 3-day retreats. Then we have a mm-hmm. one-night glamping retreat. And then we have day retreats where they come at 10 and leave at 4 and we feed them lunch. And then we also have couples retreats.
Nice. Very nice. Tell us a little bit about the couples retreats. That's a really nice touch.
Well, last year was our first couples retreat. It was at the beach, and it was at Pacific City on the Oregon coast. Mm-hmm. And we hired an adventure company to take the guys in one Jeep and the girls in another Jeep, only 4 couples. And we went dune buggying on the coast and went up over lots of dunes. And then we went seashell hunting. And then we hired a photographer to come and do some couples photography on the beach. We had mm-hmm. a fire on the beach, and we talked about some of our fears, and we put those fears, wrote them down on a piece of paper, and put them in the fire and
nice.
Let them go. And we cooked together. We had conversations together. We had time to reconnect as couples. We had walks on the beach. Actually, it was just a great weekend to get away and kind of help the men understand where the women are at by hearing other stories mm-hmm. from men who've gone through this with their wives or their girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And the women who actually are listening to their husbands talk.
Mm.
And that's an important piece because the men do get left out with breast cancer as their wives go through breast cancer.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, what a beautiful thing you've created. I love it. What has your biggest takeaway been from doing this for women and men now?
Yeah, I think for me, I'd have to say the word healing speaks really loud and clear for me. Mm-hmm. It's given me an opportunity to help other women heal through their journey. Everyone has a worst thing that has ever gone on in their life, and that could be a dog or pet in general who has passed away, or that could be loss of a job, that could be health issues. There mm-hmm. are so many things that we need to heal from. And for me, it's been breast cancer 7 months after Casey died, but for me, the biggest thing in my life has been the death of Casey, my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the role that authenticity plays in all of this for you and for the women.
Okay. Well, this experience, the retreats that we have, is very intimidating to women They don't know me. They don't know what they're getting themselves into, and they're very vulnerable. But when they come down here, the first part of our retreat is on Friday evening. We get them. We allow them to share their story, and we talk about the short version of their story because some of these women, it's a very long, lengthy journey. And it's never going to be over because there are the women who have metastatic disease. And for us, just letting them be themselves and be authentic, but that takes trust. Mm-hmm. And on Friday, you can almost see the bond start to form. And then on Saturday, when we have all the activities, it starts out with the woman who says, oh, Deb, I can't paddleboard, and I don't think I can kayak. And then one person in the group says, I'm going to try it, and the crowd goes wild. Those women start cheering each other on. And then you see them turning to the other women and saying, I'm not leaving here until I kayak. I'm not leaving here until I learn to paddleboard. I am not going to leave without this experience. And you can see, number one, their self-esteem start to build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would have to say that's the authentic. That
the authentic part. Authentic. Yeah, I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. I mean, I've never been paddleboarding. I have been kayaking, but when I was much younger, and that would be terrifying to me. But I love this. I love the way, like you say, the bonds begin to form and the whole thing just begins to grow and they start to support each other. And I especially love the part about the self-esteem coming forth. What a beautiful space you've created for these women to be able to shine even through this terrible thing that they've experienced and that you've experienced. What do you
and
think
this is group the- of women this group of women is across the board from the lumpectomy, single, double mastectomy, Met disease, which is terminally ill. I mean, and it's ages. Last year we saw a woman who was 28 years old, and we had a 70-year-old woman come to our retreats. So it's an eclectic group of women, and I think it's meant to be that way because all these women have a story, and all these women can learn from the other woman's story.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases say, wow, I don't have it so bad. And in other cases say, wow, I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that they range from 20s to 70s because, like you say, we can learn. I think this happens in all women doing anything, that if we just listen to each other and support each other, we can learn and we can help each other do whatever it is, you know, that we're trying to do. It's absolutely beautiful. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
I guess for me, it's never stop believing in yourself. Take one step in front of another and keep on moving forward. Don't get stuck. We try really, really hard to calm those storms and increase their self-esteem and take it away by them paddleboarding and kayaking and knowing that they came thinking that they couldn't do any of those things, and they did do them. And it's the same with the jewelry making that we have. We have a jewelry maker come in, and you can see a few people at times they'll push their chair back, and they announce to the group, oh, I'm not so good at this kind of stuff. I'm not very creative. And then they watch everyone else start beading or start making whatever they're going to make, if it's a jewelry in an earring form or a pendant or a ring. And before mm-hmm. you know it, that woman has pulled her chair as close to the table as everyone else's and is beating along with everyone else.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. I absolutely love that. Very, very nice.
Thank
We're
you.
Going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask them a question, welcome to do that. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
Have you noticed that when you are having a good day, the day seems to flow with more ease? That is no mistake. When we feel good about ourselves, we attract this to us. I'm Joy Truscott, and as a clinical therapist, I specialize in releasing trauma blocks and shifting age-old family patterns that no longer serve us. Hop onto my website, joytruscott.com, to access many free resources and find out how we can work together.
Greetings. My name is Linwood Jackson Jr. A call has fallen from heaven's throne to us to reform our heart by engaging our thoughts and feelings in his spirit's education. This report and its benefit I have illustrated in the book Perfecting and Reforming Personal Religion, available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let's learn of heaven's will for us together. Stay blessed.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Deb Hart, founder of Pink Sisters. It's a nonprofit organization that helps women dealing with breast cancer. So I love what you just said before, Deb, about never stop believing in yourself, and also about taking one step at a time, put one foot in front of each other, of the other, till you get where you're trying to go. So tell us a little bit about, obviously, this never stop believing in yourself came from your own experience. Would you tell us a little bit about how you came to that?
Well, like I said, after Casey's death, it took me 4 years to really get back on track. I quit my job. I actually went into a deep, dark grief world that Deb lived in. I hate the word depression because I believe there's seriously a difference between grief and depression. And I know after going through so much counseling that truly the deepest love is a love that a mother has for her child.
Mm-hmm.
And without going to Greece on that trip for moms who had lost a child, I don't believe I would have been able to get back on track. And it was about 3 years into Casey's death and my grief. And when I was in Greece, I was walking along the beach one day looking for a sign. I was always looking for a Casey sign. And up mm-hmm. around a corner, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of sea glass that I could see.
Oh.
And I got closer and I got closer, and I put my hand down in that sand and swooped up that sea glass. It was in my hand, and it was so profound. I looked at it, and I said, in the beginning, that glass was so sharp. It was so sharp, it would have cut my hand. But over time, it had rolled up and down the beach, and the glass had softened the edges. Therefore, it was not cutting my hands, just like my grief. It was finally powerful statement that I could say to myself, I believe in my heart that this grief is going to start to soften, but I need to be helping other people somehow, some way, to continue my grief journey. And helping other people is truly what I'm doing from my heart. No one gets paid at my nonprofit. We run on a very small margin, $27,000, barely covers our insurance and all the groceries and the boat cost. But it was profound to me that day. There's a lot of pet peeves that most parents who have lost a child would share over and over. And one of them is time will heal. And I can't tell you how many times I got so angry with people who would say, well, time will heal this, Deb. And I would react by saying in a very angry way, what do you know about that? How can you tell me time is going to heal? But that moment in grief, I knew that time was going to heal that by seeing that sea glass that had rolled up and down the ocean floor and had softened the edges of that glass.
Wow.
And that's many times, people would say, oh, Debbie's in a better place. Well, I'm a Christian, too, and a believer in a very strong way, but I'm going to tell you, with a 22-year-old loss, all I could say to them is, no, the only place for Casey is here on earth with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just how I felt. So, you know, I coach people, too, with the loss of a child. And really, if you can just listen to that mom. I don't know dad grief, but from my standpoint, if you can just listen and try not to add too much, because sometimes it offends us with what you have to say, because it's like breast cancer. It's a journey that only breast cancer survivors know, or thrivers, or people still in the storm with metastatic disease. Family members don't get it. Neighbors don't get it. Friends don't get it. It's really a language of its own. And breast cancer survivors, thrivers, people still in the storm, boy, if you can talk to someone who gets it, just like you and I's conversation, you said it's so refreshing to hear someone say the things that I've thought myself and not said them out loud. You know, it's a language of our own. It really is.
Yes. Those are really wise words, Deb. Thank you. Because, like you said, if you haven't experienced it, you can't fully understand it. And I just can't get away from the scene of the sea glass. And one thing that came to mind as you were talking about it is the sea glass didn't get that soft easily. It's tumbling.
No time.
In that, right? It's tumbling
maybe
back and forth
years.
And being thrashed. Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not like, oh, I let it here in the beautiful sunny beach and 5 minutes later I'm soft. So it is so true. You know, it takes a lot, and you have to go through all of that, the storms, the whatever, before that softening begins. And that's one of those most beautiful metaphors I've ever heard in my life. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Would you like to talk a little bit about your book, Tug at My Heart?
Well, I am no writer, and I don't think you have to be a writer to write a book. And so I hired a ghost writer, Sarah Gill, here in Portland, and she wrote the book for me, and I recorded the book through just a recording device, and she helped me write my story from the journal that I had kept through Casey's death. And I, it was very, very, very difficult for me to open up that journal and actually read some of the things that I had said. And it was 4 years after Casey's death when I was starting the nonprofit and starting to emerge as Deb Hart again and not the mom who had grief, you know? And so I wrote the book, and it's a very easy, simple read, and it's called Tug at Your Heart. And Tug, because, of course, Casey was our tugboat captain in Anchorage, and me being my last name, Hart, I just thought that was so appropriate for the title of my book. And it just shares the story of Casey's loss, my breast cancer, and moving into helping other women with the nonprofit of Pink Sisters.
Okay.
So I call my story From Devastation to Inspiration. So
nice. Yeah. Very good. And so let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Well, I'm an inspirational speaker, so you can get a hold of me at inspirationaldebhart.com. Pink Sisters, my nonprofit, you can get a hold of us at pinksisters.com. Instagram, we are Pink Sisters Retreats. Inspirational Deb Hart at msn.com is my email address, and I check it daily, and I'm very, very good at returning calls. I'm returning emails, and I love to network and connect with moms who've lost a child, breast cancer survivors, and just people in general who are on a journey and would just like to chat.
Fantastic. Very good. And you can also find Deb on my website, the radio show page of my website. Just go to lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on radio show, and she's right there with a picture. It also has a link to her website and a link to the Pink Sisters. Very nice. We have just under 2 minutes, Deb. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that might be on your heart right now?
Well, the process to join in on a retreat is very simple. Send me a message on pinksisters.org, and I will get back to you. It's open to everyone who is a breast cancer survivor. And yes, if you're in Texas or California or New Jersey and you want to come and join a retreat, you would just fly in, and all of these retreats are free. Of course, not the airfare, but they are free. So we fundraise all year long so that we can accommodate, like I said last year, 90 women for no cost to them. So if you're out there and you're interested in a retreat, I welcome you.
Fantastic. And if you're out there and you're listening and you want to help Deb with the retreats, please get a hold of her and make your donation. She's doing just such wonderful, beautiful work. Thank you so much for being on the show, Deb. It's been totally my pleasure. What a treat having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and catch us on our next episode. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.